T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
This one is a sticky situation this morning. If you can help, 404-263-0941. This came in on Facebook Messenger. Hey, friends, please don't use my real name if you talk about this on the radio. Which means I immediately click on it and go, yes, I want to know what this says, okay? This goes top priority in the group therapy lineup.
Get bumped to the top of the list.
Okay? She says, so I'm 4 months pregnant. My boyfriend and I have been together about 2 years, but the problem is I don't think it's his baby. We broke up for a couple of months, and I'm pretty sure I got pregnant from a one-night stand. I'm not proud of what's happened, but that's life. We got back together, and when I told my boyfriend that I was pregnant, he was, all caps, so excited. He jumped up and down. He's so happy that we're having a baby. It completely caught me off guard, and I never finished telling him the rest of the story. Now he's telling everyone about it, and I'm kind of stuck. Do I tell him, or do I just go along with this lie? Has anyone else ever had another man's baby with your man?
Ooh.
I don't want to break his heart.
Girl.
What would you do in this situation, friends? 404-263-0941. Because it sounds like her boyfriend's overjoyed that they're having a baby. I mean, he was so excited. He jumped up and down as soon as he heard the news and is now telling everybody about it. How many men do you know have that kind of reaction to a pregnancy? That's incredible. And so you know they're so excited about bringing this baby into the world, but she's not sure if it's actually his. Ooh.
You cannot say anything to him. I think for right now, you let it ride until you get married. Because he is so excited. He's told everyone he knows.
He's telling everybody.
If you go back and you tell him now it's not your baby, well, number one, he's going to go back and say, oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was mine, but during our break, she got pregnant. You are going to get judged. People are going to immediately label you now. And then on top of that, You have a boyfriend now that is so excited. He's so excited. Mm-hmm. You're going to ruin his life, and that's, I don't want to say ruin his life, but you're going to ruin the relationship.
Break his heart. That's what she says. I don't want to break his heart. And here's the part that I'm focused on in the message. I am pretty sure I got pregnant from a one-night stand. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
Curtis, what do you say?
I say go ahead and tell him. Go ahead and tell him. Just go ahead and let the air out of that bubble right now. I would do it now before anything happens. You can't wait to like 4 or 5 years down the road when he's helped raise this child and then tell him, oh, you know what? It's not your child. Or something happens and blood work is done and the doctors tell him, oh, well, I don't think this is your kid. Go ahead and tell him now. It's easier to do it now.
All right, what would you do? 404-263-0941. Anne is calling from Kennesaw. Hey, Anne, welcome to group therapy. You're on with Jen and friends.
Hey, do not tell him the baby is not his. You can't ever tell him. I mean, the truth will crush him. As many men and many, many people are having kids or growing up without fathers. Like, you have a guy that is down and excited about this. He wants to be a dad, and you need to take advantage of that. Like, telling him will ruin the relationship. And if you love him, you have to lie about this.
Really? Mm-mm. And you're saying lie forever?
Yeah. Unless there's something obvious that's going to come out, like, you need to just not tell him the truth.
Wow. Mm. I am shocked that that is your response. And Mark, you said don't tell him either.
I think not for right now. First of all, you need to find out. But for right now, you keep it to yourself.
Trey in Braselton, what do you say here for group therapy?
So no disrespect, but totally disagree with the former caller. One, once you start lying, you have to keep lying.
Yep.
And nobody admires liars. Nobody admires their mom and dad who've been lying to them all their life. And so she, the boyfriend, and the kid are all going to get screwed in the matter if she maintains a lie. What she needs to do is to sit down with the boyfriend, affirm her love for him, her commitment to him, that what they're going to do is best for the kid. And if he wants to bail, then that says something about the boyfriend's character. But if he's that happy, I think he'll probably get over it and they'll raise the child. Lots of people raise children that aren't theirs, and the kids love them and they love the kids, and it works out. But she starts to lie, she has to maintain the lie, and she's undermined the integrity of the whole relationship.
Thanks so much for the call, Trey. Okay, Amy in Kennesaw, you have some experience with this.
Yeah, I was in the same boat, and I would tell her, don't lie about it. I ended up having my baby, and it ended up not being my boyfriend's. It was a one-night stand. It caused so much distress for me, my newborn, and my boyfriend at the time. So she just needs to come clean and let him know that there is a possibility it's not his baby.
Did you know it was a possibility? Was it always in the back of your mind?
Yes, I knew the whole time that it probably wasn't his. And I thought that I was doing the right thing and protecting him, but in the end, it was just, now 2 years later, I still have so much emotional heartache from it.
And regret from it. Now, is he still in your life, your boyfriend?
No, we completely split up, and the one-night stand has nothing to do with my daughter either, which is a loose situation in both instances, but I couldn't carry on with a lie like that. Like, it becomes so emotionally overbearing that you just can't, I couldn't do anything. It was all I thought about all the time.
Thank you so much for the call. I mean, that's what group therapy is all about here. It's like, how can your life help somebody else? So what would you do in this situation? Join the show. 404-263-0941. Group therapy continues next with Jen and
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Here's the situation if you're just jumping into the conversation this morning. Got a Facebook message from a listener who is 4 months pregnant. She says her boyfriend and her have been together about 2 years, but they were on a break. And on that break is when she thinks she got pregnant with a one-night stand. She says, I'm really not proud of what happened, but that's life. When I told my boyfriend I was pregnant, he was so excited that he jumped up and down. It caught me off guard, and I never finished telling him the rest of the story. Do I keep up with this lie or tell him the truth? Yulen Ann Winder is here for group therapy. Thanks for joining the show.
I think she should go ahead and tell him the truth. And if he really does love her and is really excited for the baby, he will still stick with her. But at the end of the day, it's all about the truth.
Curtis, that's what you say. You got to rip
absolutely.
Off that Band-Aid.
Yep. I mean, because even a clown has to wash their makeup off. I mean, you can be happy 1 minute, you know. But I think he's going to be happy. If he's this happy wanting her having this baby, I think he'll be happy after she tells him the truth about it.
51539 is the Jennifer's text line, and you guys are blowing it up. Make sure you put your name on it so we can give you credit. This coming in from the 404, going on with the basis of a lie will only generate more lies and stories. A child's life isn't something you should worry about being judged about or breaking his heart. That's selfish.
Kara is calling from Johns Creek. Kara, you're on with Jen and Friends.
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to point out with how popular Ancestry DNA and 23andMe are, if she doesn't tell him the truth now, then that baby's life will be ruined later on.
Mm-hmm. And Kara, here's the thing. I can't believe she hasn't figured it out already, right? She said, I'm pretty sure I got pregnant from a one-night stand. I think maybe there's part of her that doesn't want to find out the truth.
She knows.
It would be easier to go along with it, right? Her boyfriend's so excited, he's jumping up and down. He's telling all their friends and everybody that they know. She's like, maybe if I leave it ambiguous and don't find out the science part, then I can keep this up. Maybe she's just trying so hard to not know the truth.
It would be worse if the child found out later on herself or himself.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm trying to put myself
in his shoes and the excitement that he has right now. How excited he is that he's going to be a father and that the woman that he loves is pregnant with his baby, and that to find this out, it will ruin the relationship.
I would still be excited.
TLN Sandy Springs is here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, friends. I'm so upset. I can't believe anybody thinks that she should not tell him. I'm freaking out. Look, even if they find out, if she thinks it's going to break his heart now to tell him this, it will crush him when he bonds with that baby if it is not his.
That's so
Plus,
true.
If they, if he's gone around and told everybody, look, if they find out it's not his, they don't have to go around and correct that. That could be just between the two of them and figure out how they're going to go forward if they're going to stay together.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's not everybody's business.
I never even thought about that. TL, thank you so much for joining the show. Mark, you said text line's blowing up right now.
From the 678, my brother's wife cheated on my brother, got pregnant, never told him until she was 4 years old. And even though they were suspicious, not being his, they sent back a DNA test. But he loves that little girl, and no test result will ever change that.
Wow. Okay, Miracle in Lawrenceville has a different angle on this. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hey, good morning. Well, my opinion is that she should not be lying to him, and she should tell him, you know what, this is what happened when we separated for a couple of months. And she needs to be fair with him, because even though if they would get married and the child carries his last name, and if it doesn't work out a couple of years later, I mean, he's going to be stuck with paying child support. And I don't think she should lie about something this kind of serious.
It is so serious. And my other question is, what about the biological father? There is somebody who has, like, legit rights to this child out there, right? All right, help us figure this out. Join us for group therapy. It will continue next, 404-263-0941. We want to hear from you this morning.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, if you're just jumping in this morning, there is a listener who is pregnant. She does not think it is her boyfriend's baby, but is not sure. He is so excited that they're expecting, was jumping up and down when he heard the news, and it caught her off guard. And she didn't tell the truth in the moment. So she's trying to figure out, what does she do? And y'all have got great experience with this. Tina in Ackworth has got something to say for group therapy. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I have a male coworker who went through the same thing, and his wife didn't tell him that the child wasn't his until after the child was 18.
Oh.
And it caused him so much stress. And they had another second child, and he immediately thought that one wasn't his, that the marriage was a whole sham, that he was being used. And the stress ended up giving him heart problems later.
Oh,
no. So it's definitely better to tell them up front, because the problem is just going to magnify and be so much bigger in the end.
Thank you, Tina. That's what group therapy is all about, is sharing your life to help somebody else. Carla in Alpharetta, thanks for joining Jen and Friends.
Hi, yeah, good morning. So I have a friend who was in a similar situation. And honestly, I think being honest with your partner about the infidelity, you know, yes, they were apart, but I think honesty is the best policy, you know, regardless of the outcome. But my friend, you know, who was in the situation, her boyfriend was accepting and understood. And, you know, regardless, he cared for the baby, whether it might be his or not. And he was really excited. And I think she should be honest with him and let him know, you know, what happened and what transpired in that, you know, break, and just be honest with him.
I love it that you had a friend who it worked out for, that she was honest with her boyfriend and he stuck around anyway. That's the best case scenario, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Is tell the truth and he doesn't run the other direction. All right, Mary in Canton is here. Mary, you're feeling very strongly about group therapy.
Yes, do not lie. I am this poor baby, all grown up, 44 years old.
Wow.
This is too much drama. I grew up thinking one person was my father, and it was somebody else, and it's just too much for this poor child. This is not about you. This is about this baby.
Wow. Okay, how did this affect you, Mary?
Well, I always knew something was wrong because I didn't look like anybody in my family. I was a little shunned by my, what I call my not dad's family.
Wow.
I think he always knew, so our relationship wasn't great. And then when I was 28, my biological father searched me out because my mother had had probably a month-long relationship with him, and they split up, and she was pregnant and didn't tell she went back to her, my not dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the situation. And he searched me out, and everything clicked. I guess I had maybe always known. And it's just not worth it. It's not about this woman, and it's not about this man who's jumping up and down. It should be about this poor baby.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, do you have a relationship with not dad or real dad?
No. I don't have a relationship with either one anymore.
And what about with your mom?
Well, my mother was a single mother, and she worked very hard to raise me. We got through it. There was some hard feelings.
Yeah.
Because I could have had a relationship with my biological father, and we tried. We did talk for a couple of years, but you can't replace all those years.
Right.
And we look alike, and we're very similar, but you can't build that back up. You can't replace those childhood memories. So he's a very nice man, but no, we don't have a relationship.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Mary. I know that's hard to open up about, and we really appreciate it.
Yes. Y'all have a lovely day, though.
You too.
You too.
From the 323. This is a Ross and Rachel situation. They were on a break.
They were on a break. He can't get mad about it, or can he? All right, this has been awesome advice. I will pass it all along to our listener friend who messaged me. And thank you guys so much for joining us for Group Therapy every day. We appreciate you.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.